Okay, so the companion is also in a wheelchair, and then the passenger whose name has the ride, they're in a wheelchair as well that they both don't transfer from. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. They're both in power wheelchairs. No transfers.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I can make a change where the companion is also in a wheelchair and we can find them a different vehicle, but it is against all policy and procedure we have to transport a companion without the client whose name we're using it, is. So I will have to find them a new ride, but you can't transport just a companion.
Okay, I'll go drop her back off.
Thank you. Yeah, next time, if anything weird like that is happening, if you could give dispatch a call and let us know that what's happening, we'll be able to help you out with that. Thank you. Clear at 1212. I will look for another ride for her right now.
I did call you and tell you what's going on.
Yeah, I just mean, like, don't start driving away before you've talked to dispatch. That's what I mean. Like, when you get there and they're like, hey, we just want the companion to ride, call us right then, don't perform it, and drive away. That's what I meant. Sorry if I didn't come across that way.
No, before I performed it, I told what's going on. I said only one person's going on, not the PCA, not the client.
Okay, so did you talk to a different dispatcher before me and...